WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jay Carter here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to decluttering that inner chaos and boosting your well-being. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of self-doubt? Like that voice in your head is constantly whispering negativity? You know, the one that says, you can't do it, or what if you fail? Trust me, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a superpower within reach that can silence those pesky doubts and build unshakable confidence? It's called positive self-talk. Today we're diving into the magic of rewiring your brain to think more positively, and how this simple shift can change your entire outlook. Buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets to becoming your own biggest cheerleader. First things first, let's understand that our thoughts are powerful. They shape our actions, influence our decisions, and ultimately determine how we feel about ourselves. When we constantly bombard ourselves with negative self-talk, it erodes our confidence and hinders our growth. But the good news is, we can break this cycle. Just like you wouldn't wear a tattered old raincoat on a sunny day, why keep those outdated negative thought patterns? We deserve to walk through life in a fresh, positive mindset. So how do we start cultivating this positive self-talk superpower? It starts with awareness. Pay attention to those inner voices, the ones that criticize, judge, and hold you back. Notice when they pop up, what triggers them, and how they make you feel. Once you're aware of these patterns, you can start challenging them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Or is it just a mean voice whispering doubts? Next up, practice replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Affirmations are like little mental pep talks that reprogram your subconscious mind. They're statements of truth and belief that you repeat to yourself regularly. Think of them as sunshine for your soul. Instead of saying, I'm not good enough, try, I am capable and worthy. Instead of, I can't do this, say, I'm willing to learn and grow. It may sound silly at first, but trust me, the power of these positive affirmations is undeniable. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about believing in yourself even when things get tough. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone. Every challenge you overcome builds resilience and fuels your inner fire. And lastly, surround yourself with positive people who lift you up and believe in your potential. They'll be your cheerleaders, your sounding boards, and your constant source of encouragement. Think about a time when someone complimented your work or personality. Did it make you feel good? Absolutely. Positive feedback from others could have a profound impact on our confidence. So remember to actively seek out positive experiences and surround yourself with people who bring light into your life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been struggling with self-doubt for years. She has incredible skills, but constantly compares herself to other artists, convincing herself she's not good enough. Her inner critic whispers negativity, making it hard for her to share her work or pursue opportunities. But then, Sarah starts practicing positive self-talk. She tells herself, I am creative and unique. My art is beautiful and deserves to be seen. She celebrates small victories like completing a sketch or receiving a compliment on her color palette. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grows. She starts sharing her work more openly, joining online art communities, and even participating in local exhibitions. The positive feedback she receives fuels her belief in herself, and soon she realizes that the voice of self-doubt is fading away. Remember, Sarah's story isn't just a made-up example. It's a reflection of what's possible when we choose to embrace positive self-talk. You have the power to rewrite your narrative and become the confident, radiant person you truly are. So, my friend, here's the takeaway. Positive self-talk isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing a mindset that empowers you to face challenges with courage and grace. Start by acknowledging those negative thoughts, replacing them with positive affirmations, celebrating your successes, and surrounding yourself with supportive people. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Seize the opportunity to build yourself up, one positive thought at a time. Ready to take action? I want you to pick one positive affirmation that resonates with you and repeat it out loud 5 times today. Really feel those words as you say them. And don't forget to share your experience in the comments. Let's keep this conversation going. Until tomorrow, remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.